Now, a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch, Chris Fitzsimon.
State lawmakers will face a budget shortfall when they return for the 2009 session that some analysts are now saying could reach $3 billion. And the budget battle has already begun, with pundits and ideologues weighing in with possible solutions. It's really not that complicated. There are only two ways to balance the budget. Lawmakers can make up the shortfall entirely through budget cuts, or use a combination of thoughtful cuts and tax increases and protect programs that serve the most vulnerable people in the state. Education, human services, and criminal justice spending accounts for 90% of the state's $21 billion budget, which means the majority of budget cuts would come from those areas. The people of North Carolina may not want higher taxes, but they don't want their children's schools to suffer either, or the family down the street to lose help taking care of their disabled son. That's what's at stake, real programs and real people. State leaders with courage need to explain that soon. I'm Chris Fitzsimon.